Foot care for people with sight loss. As we head into summer, now's the time to think about your feet. Our rehabilitation officers share the following foot care tips. Wearing suitable footwear. If you have sight loss, you're at a greater risk of tripping or slipping, so wearing suitable footwear is crucial. Think about the following. Never walk indoors in bare feet, socks or tights. To avoid slips, always wear shoes or slippers. Wear shoes that fit well. High-sided shoes with low heels, thin soles and a good grip are a good choice. Wear slippers that have a good grip and fasten up. Loose or worn-out slippers may cause you to trip. Make sure your socks fit properly, paying particular attention to the width for your foot and ankle. If you have swollen feet, look for socks designed to accommodate your swelling. Elastic-free socks are available to help prevent them cutting into your legs. If you have difficulty feeling your feet properly, neuropathy, make sure there are no knobbly seams inside your socks that may rub and damage your skin. Turning your socks inside out can help prevent rubbing. Keeping your feet clean. It's important to keep your feet clean and dry. Follow these tips for people with sight loss. Wash your feet every day in warm, soapy water, but don't soak them, as this might destroy your skin's natural oils. If you are vision impaired, the safest way to do this may be to simply have regular baths or showers, whichever you find easiest. Sit in a chair to dry your feet thoroughly after washing them. Make sure they are dry between the toes, which is where fungal infections like athlete's foot can develop. If your skin is dry, apply moisturising cream all over the foot except for between the toes. As well as changing your socks regularly, wear socks made of cotton, wool or bamboo. These allow your feet to breathe and help keep them at the right temperature. If finding matching socks is difficult, a good tip is to buy multiple pairs in the same colour. Keeping your toenails short. Good nail care can help to keep feet feeling comfortable. Nails that are too long can press against the end of the shoe and cause soreness. These tips are for people with sight loss. Be very careful when cutting toenails. With a vision impairment, it can be easier to accidentally cut the toes. Toenails that have been poorly cut can become ingrown, and small cuts on the foot can become easily infected. If possible, get your toenails cut by a friend or family member, or book an appointment with a podiatrist, which has the added advantage of frequent expert foot inspections. Many local Age UKs offer toenail cutting services. This service operates from a number of clinics. Visit Age UK, that's all one word, ageuk.org.uk to find out more. Inspecting your feet. A regular foot inspection can pick up common issues like corns and ingrown toenails. This is crucial if you have a condition such as diabetes, arthritis, or circulation issues. The following tips can help. If you have low vision, you may be able to use a lighted magnifying mirror to inspect your feet. If you can't rely on your vision to see problems on your feet, you can make use of your other senses, such as your sense of touch and smell. An exceptionally bad smell on the feet is often associated with an infection. Sometimes the smell of the feet changes before any other sign of an infection is present. Tactile foot inspection. Number one, sit and lift a bare foot to your lap if you can. Number two, using the balls of your fingers and thumbs, search your feet all over for irregularities of texture and shape and any areas of pain. Number three, turn your hand over. The back of your hand is more highly sensitive to temperature changes. You can use it to find any spots that are unusually warm, which may indicate an inflammation. Number four, feel the entire top and bottom surfaces of your foot and toes and the sides of your foot with the back of your hand. Number five, repeat with your other foot. Foot care in hot weather. Never walk barefoot on the beach, at the pool, or inside your home. This will help you avoid sharp objects, burns from hot pavement or sand, and contact with viruses or bacteria, which can lead to fungal infections or other foot problems. Apply sunscreen to the tops and bottoms of your feet to protect against sunburn. Use caution when walking near campfires or barbecues. Wear support stockings and elevate your feet when possible if you experience swelling. This can help to prevent impaired circulation and nerve function. Foot care in cold weather. Invest in warm winter boots with a good grip for wet or icy conditions. When indoors, wear warm slippers with a good grip, which fasten up properly so you won't trip over them. If your feet get cold in bed, invest in an electric blanket rather than a hot water bottle, which could burn you. Electric blankets are generally easy to operate and have built-in timers. As the winter months are colder and darker than usual, you may be less inclined to check your bare feet. Making regular appointments with a podiatrist will make sure your feet are looked after all year round. So where can I get my feet checked? If you are concerned about your feet, or if you have a foot condition which is affecting your health or mobility, you may be able to have a routine chiropody appointment on the NHS. A chiropodist, also known as a podiatrist, can treat most common problems successfully. Contact your doctor to see if you are eligible for NHS treatment. You can also pay privately.